With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. Montana officials reported another 50 cases of COVID-19 Wednesday, pushing the state's total over 1,000. Governor Steve Bullock says the virus hasn't gone away and it's clear people have let their guard down. He urged residents to continue to wear masks and take other precautions to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The state reported 498 cases of COVID-19 in June compared to 66 in May. The number of infections in the state is thought to be far higher than 1,016 because many people have not been tested and people can be infected without feeling ill. Tax returns released by his campaign show Republican gubernatorial candidate Representative Greg Gianforte reported income of $184 million over a 10-year period ending in 2018. The returns released Wednesday showed Gianforte paid $30.5 million in state and federal income taxes during that time. Gianforte is one of the richest members of Congress and faces Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney in the November election to succeed Governor Steve Bullock. The former technology executive from Bozeman spent more than $5 million of his own money in a failed bid for governor in 2016. He's reported sinking more than $1.5 million to date into this year's contest. A group of 28 state Republican legislators are asking federal lawmakers to hold a hearing on the federal Montana Water Rights Protection Act in Kalispell. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the group includes prominent opponents to the legislation.
The bill, if passed, would be the largest water rights settlement agreement in history between the U.S. government and a federally recognized tribe. The Montana Water Rights Protection Act would settle a decades-long dispute over thousands of water rights claims filed by the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Supporters say it will prevent years of costly litigation in the state water court. The bill would also provide the tribes with $1.9 billion to revitalize an irrigation project on the reservation in exchange for dropping a majority of their claims. In a letter to the Senate Indian Affairs Committee Tuesday, a group of state Republican lawmakers asked the committee to hold a field hearing in Kalispell. House Majority Leader Brad Cheetah, Senate Majority Whip Kerry Smith, and President pro tempore Mark Blasdell all signed on to the letter, claiming that the legislation would negatively impact area residents. Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines introduced this latest piece of legislation seeking to ratify an agreement outlined in the CSKT Water Compact, which the state legislature voted in support of in 2015. The federal bill is backed by Democratic Senator John Tester, who has proposed similar legislation in the past. In an emailed statement to MTPR, Dane said, quote, "There has been an abundance of public input on this issue over the past two decades, including personal input from the vast majority of those who signed this letter," end quote. The public is able to submit testimony on the bill until July 8th. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Religious freedom advocates are pleased and some secular groups alarmed following a Supreme Court ruling that states must give religious schools the same access to public funding that other private schools receive. Already, there's fierce debate over the decision's long-term impact. Among those hailing the ruling is the National Catholic Educational Association. Its public policy director says it has the potential to stem enrollment declines that are forcing the closure of hundreds of Catholic schools. However, a top official with the American Civil Liberties Union calls the ruling a threat to the principle of separation of church and state. In Espinoza v. Montana Department of Revenue, the High Court ruled 5-4 that states must give religious schools the same access to public funding that other private schools receive. 17 children who were known to the Montana child welfare system died in 2019. The State Division of Child and Family Services says 5 died due to unsafe sleeping situations, 4 died of medical conditions, and 3 died due to abuse or neglect. The agency says it is providing support to families of young children to help prevent deaths. The state also ran an ad campaign to create awareness of the child abuse and neglect hotline when calls decreased after schools closed to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The state said it didn't receive abuse reports in the cases of 7 children until after they died. A state legislative committee this week voted to formally object to a Montana Health Department proposal to permanently ban the sale of almost all flavored e-cigarette products. The state health department announced its intent to enact the ban last month, saying the rule is meant to protect Montana kids who they say are being specifically targeted with flavored vape products. The agency points out 6 times more high school students use e-cigarettes than legal age adults, and youth use increased by 243% in the last 2 years. Montana vape retailers say they don't sell to minors, and a ban on popular flavored e-cig products would lead to significant job losses. The issue wound up before legislators Tuesday on the Economic Affairs Interim Committee. This is Republican Senator Jason Ellsworth from Hamilton.
This is not a decision for us here. This is not a decision for DPHHS. This is a decision for the legislators and for the people to decide, not for bureaucrats.
2 Democrats joined 5 Republicans in supporting Ellsworth's motion to object to the proposed permanent flavored vape ban. 3 Democrats voted no. Deanna Marshall, co-owner of Montana's Freedom Vapes retail chain, sent a statement to Montana Public Radio saying, quote, "We are pleased the committee has not allowed a bureaucracy to make laws in Montana outside of the legislature," end quote. The state health department will hold a public hearing July 16th via remote conferencing to further consider the proposal. Agency officials say Tuesday's vote by the Economic Affairs Interim Committee has no legal effect on the proposed rule. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.